praise the Lord. You're ready to worship God today. Use your hand and worship Him. Use your hand. Well, 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 well. Amen. If your hand is Ebola free, can you greet your neighbor? If your hand is Ebola free. If you didn't wash your hand, not touch anybody. Say something nice to somebody. Praise the Lord. Okay, if you have the Holy Ghost, you are going to prophesy to somebody by your side. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, keep quiet. If you have the Holy Ghost, prophesy to somebody here something that will come to pass this night. If you don't have Holy Ghost, shut up, oh, shut up. Amen. Praise the Lord. How many people have Holy Ghost? Let me see. Okay. All of you have Holy Ghost. That means if Jesus come now. If Jesus come now. Fornicator, shut up. Drunkard, shut up. Liar, shut up. Unforgivers, shut up. Every secret sinner, shut up. The rest, if you don't fall within this category, you are not a fornicator, you are not a liar, you are not a 419, you are not a thief. You don't have anything against anybody. If not, shut up. The rest, you are sure Jesus will come now, you will go make a joyful noise unto the Lord tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody that could not shout is a sinner. So tell that sinner by your side, repent to, tell them, repent to, repent to, repent to, repent to. Hallelujah. Hymn number 30, Lord lift me up and let me stand on heaven's table land. A higher ground because we come to God's presence. Hymn number 30. New heights I'm gaining every day. Yes, sir. Ask our prayers to come before God's presence today. Everybody now.
I'm praising God, Thou art great. New heights I'm gaining every day.
My heart has no desire. revival comes.
Revival comes from me.
Send a revival.
Send a revival.
Find thy walk with me.
Find thy walk with me.
Thy word declare.
Thou will supply
our
needs.
For blessing now, O Lord.
Blessing now, O Lord, I hope.
Hallelujah. May the Lord answer that prayer in the name of Jesus. Let's sing hymn number 33 again. Well, bride member, you are supposed to have your hymn book. Your hymn book is supposed to be gummed to your Bible. Anywhere you are going, we go with our hymn books. Rock of Ages, clap for me. Hymn number 33. Everybody, let's go.
Rock of Ages.
It's a prayer. It's a prayer.
I tell you, let a war and a blow from the wounded side.
From wrong,
come make me pure.
Good mighty,
good mighty, forever pure.
In my zeal,
through my zeal,
no longer no,
no longer no.
And I must say,
and thou alone,
in my hand,
the prize I bring,
simply to
thy cross I see.
That's our prayer.
While I draw
this breathing breath,
when my
eyes
are
closing
there,
when I rise,
sisters, let's go. That's our prayer. Let me hear the brothers now.
Let me hear the brothers. Joining us online, our online members, can we just wave our hands before them? What do we say tonight to them? All over the world, the bride of Christ, what do we say? Shalom. God bless you. Amen. Okay. Maybe if there's time, I may take one or two questions. That is what stands out, that we can have a forum where people can make clarification, ask questions. Somebody from Gabon, either Gabon or Togo, you sent me a text, and you say how can God save you from fornication? You say, how can God save you from fornication? Praise God. And when you ask that kind of question, you are being specific. That is, to you, the only problem you have in your Christian life is fornication. You say, how can God save you from fornication? I told you here before. I said, Will Abraham was the one that made us understand the meaning of sin. In his presentation, Will Abraham said that fornication is not the sin. Drinking is not a sin. Adultery and all those things that people do, he said, they are only attributes of a sinner. Amen. You are fornicating because you are they are attributes of an unbeliever. He said, you are still fornicating because you are an unbeliever. They are attributes of a sinner, and a sinner is an unbeliever. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that he who believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Mark 16 says, go out and preach to the whole world. He said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He said, but he that believeth not shall be damned.
So, you are not going to hell because you are a fornicator. You are a drunkard. You are a murderer. You are a thief. No, you are not going to hell because you are a murderer. You are going to hell because you are an unbeliever. Because every unbeliever will do those things anyway. When you say believe, believe what? Unbelief, believe what? You say believe the word. Which word? Oh no, it's more than that. Because he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him, believe what? Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, when you come to a ministry like this, I told you we have passed from religion to revelation. Amen. A lot of people around the world, they call us. Now we have heard the truth. Which church shall we go to? I say, you are still looking for church to attend. Christ himself said, God is not looking for worshippers that will worship him in bride assembly. We are past that level. God is looking for worshippers that will worship him where? In redeem. In choosing. Heaven at last. You are not going to heaven because you are in this church. Nobody is going to heaven here because you are in bride assembly. And forget that type of sermon. Those type of sermon, they preach, they are the people that are looking for church members. So they are marketing their church. And you must package your church very well. We are past that level. Praise the Lord. Time has come now where you will be, where there is no church, you will still be heaven bound. Praise the Lord. Make your calling and election sure. I repeat, nobody is going to heaven because you belong to any particular church. Hey, I just spoil some people's business now. Hallelujah. So all these people, evangelists that say, come our church, forget it. The bride of Jesus has gone beyond that level. Praise the Lord. So when I'm speaking revelation, catch what I am saying. And I say it passionately because the testimonies we are hearing around the world let us know that we are making impact. People's eyes are opening. People are running away from false assemblies. People now gather before the whole thing is changing. And when we were wondering before, how will he say this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to all nations? Then the end will come. Jesus says so in Matthew 24. So how will it be preached to all nations? Jesus himself knew that there will be a satellite television one day. You say they cannot establish church in Saudi Arabia. Somebody in Saudi Arabia is listening to us now. Hallelujah. So which church will that person belong to? If it is church, we are preaching. Some people call us and say, we don't have branch of this your church here. I like this church. Some of you like this church because you may see the prophets, plenty prophets. That's all. Though. If you catch what we are saying, you will not be talking about church. I like this church. You will have been thanking God that you are hearing something that is affecting your life. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, you are an unbeliever. What is it that you are not believing that makes you an unbeliever? When the Bible says in verse 6 of Romans chapter 9, can we read it again?
We'll be saying it harder now. The testimonies we're hearing is too much. Harder. Somebody begged me, say, please, don't lower it. Don't stop saying what you're saying. Say it harder. And a woman, he said, Pastor, say it harder. You are not the one talking. It's the Spirit of God talking. He said, my husband that was a drunkard, watching only has stopped drinking. He's now a good husband. Huh? Praise God. Verse 6, Romans chapter 9, what does he say? He said, not as though the word of God has taken none effect. This is where I am going. For they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. Break it down here. Amen. For they are not all not all Christians are of Christ. Not all Christians are of Christ. Everyone, especially Nigerians, if you are going to look for work anywhere or anywhere at all, you are feeling from religion, you either put Christian or Muslim. But it's not everyone that writes religion, Christian, that is of Christ. Because there are unbelievers that are Christians. That is why not all Christians are of Christ. And some of them may be sitting down here now listening to me. Praise God. Now, you know, there is something that God has done. He has allowed in His church. The first church age. Praise the Lord. And then another one stood up with my coffee at one time. He said, why put people away because they dress one kind. Let them come so that when they come, they will hear the gospel and they will change. Amen. They will hear the gospel and they will change. Listen, church. It is only the Christian piece of worship that when people are going, they don't look at themselves first before going. Muslims will not go to a mosque first anyhow. All these idol worshippers, they don't dress anyhow and go there. Nobody goes to a shrine and goes anyhow. It is only Christians, it doesn't matter. It matters all. Now, in the first church age, it is written that sinners could not join the church anyhow. Do you know why? Because when the first church started, it was pure. When you are a church member, you are a believer, and you commit anything, you commit anything outside as a believer, you will be afraid to go to church. Other saints are gathered to worship God. Because when you enter, something will happen that will fix you out. That's why they say sinners were afraid. And the purpose of a ministry like this, we are responding to God to restore the church back to the original how it was. And we are not yet a restored ministry to an extent. We are a church member here who is where he belongs and say he's born again. If you commit anything to other people, you will fear to come to church. This is how this church started. This is that you are seeing that everybody take and jack goats and cockroaches and tortoise and let you all gather. Now, when we started, couldn't join us like that. You can't. This is started. We were few. Fellowship was few. I'm telling you. You dare not. You can't. I fear we catch you. Say you commit any of these funny things people do as unbelievers do. Then you enter there. As You quarrel with your wife. You didn't tell me. You left her and came to church. Commit fornication. And then to go and pull him out of the area. And then our brethren, a group, was having a prayer meeting. So before the meeting we start, they were, you know, just gathering in groups outside the place, and then they were chatting. At that time, God was using young children in this church. He told me, he said, he saw them, that's why he went there to ask them, please, what are you? You stood before one brother and was asking, are you people having any prayer here today? Are you a church? And then the brother was still asking, he said, he passed some three little children that were playing. They were joking with themselves there. He passed them to meet this brother to ask if it is prayer, if he could join up, join the prayer. And then he said, suddenly one of those three tore away and ran to him and looked at him. He said, this uncle quarreled with his wife and left her at home. He said, he's looking for where to pray. God is saying, go back to your wife or he will not answer your prayer. Then she ran back. He said, ran back, and they continued playing and they chased themselves. They are children. He said, goose pimple came all over his body. He said, that is how he turned back and went home and called his wife. Let's settle this matter. He told me this personally. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If we are going to return to that same restoration ministry, restore back to that faith. Amen. Then, somebody will come here one day. You will look for sin to sin and the sin will reject you. I have told God, unless you do that, there is no difference between us and the denominational church. There must be something that will make you think twice when you are going to church. You will think, in fact, you will need that certainly with God before you come here. If not, what will happen to you? You see, this is when they change. Now, testing. We enter the change. Now, he's starting with stubborn people he wants to use. Very soon, we will know what you will confess your sin before he will leave you. Openly with microphone. Oh, it will happen. It must happen. May it happen in the name of Jesus. Some people say amen, some people keep quiet. If you give your master money during offering, you want to come and drop it there. It has happened in the church. I was standing, when we first started, I was standing in front of the altar. People were coming to drop offering. A particular sister came. She wanted to drop something with push her back. Very stubborn. I was watching. She wanted to drop the thing with chest her back. She tried it several times. Other people were putting and going. But she wanted to, after, I said, sister, don't be my force. Stay here. You will tell me why the angel is refusing to accept your offering. Praise the Lord. Some offerings here, you know you should not give it. Now, it seems as if nothing is happening. Some people, before coming around, they branch the apple, took one shot. Shot. Can't carry sweet. That is why by your side, you see that they chew chewing gum. You want to cover the smell. Where did they go? Church. It must change. Something must happen to bring the fear of God upon somebody. At that time, when it will start, this church will now be few in number. Then the fellowship will be sweeter. Praise the Lord. So But now, some of you are the ones hindering our prayer. You are unbeliever. You are carrying Bible, yet you don't believe what is in that Bible. You do this contrary to what is written in that Bible. You are a Christian. Because you pay your tithe, your offering, you pray in the name of Jesus, then you are not of Christ. What is our destiny? Are we destined to be millionaires? Are we destined to be billionaires? See our destiny here. Romans chapter 8, verse 29. Romans chapter 8, verse 29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. Your destiny is what? To be conformed to the image of his Son. That he might be the firstborn among many brethren. If he is the first, the other children coming after him must be like him. Our destiny is to be conformed to be to the image of Jesus Christ. Somebody sent me a text again from another country or somewhere, I don't know. He said, explain this mystery for me. Somebody is very anointed. He said the pastor is very anointed, doing miracles, signs and wonder, and yet he's a fornicator. He said he doesn't understand it. So I just answered him by giving him scripture. I didn't say anything more than that. I gave him the scripture. In Matthew chapter 5, he said the rain falls on the just and the unjust. I gave another scripture in Psalm 68 verse 18. That he, God, giveth his gifts to all men, even to the rebellious. That's a mystery. Then I came to Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not all that say, Lord, 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 shall inherit the kingdom. Because not all Christians are of Christ. That's the mystery. Praise the Lord. So how can I overcome fornication? You are still fornicating, brother or sister, whoever sent me that text. It is because you are an unbeliever. How to overcome it is to be converted. Amen. The Bible says fornicators. Can we open it? 1 Corinthians chapter 6. I think from verse 9 or so. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. He said, know you not that the unrighteous shall not. Somebody shout, shall not. If you never underline in your Bible, underline it, it will help you. Shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived. See the people that will not. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Lesbians and gay, what they call homosexuals. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners, 419, shall inherit the kingdom of God. It is taught, saith the Lord. And it is in that book you are holding. And you are holding it, and you are committing any of those things that is written there. You can never inherit the kingdom of God. If you are holding it, and you are still doing any of those things listed there, you are an unbeliever. You're an unbeliever. What do you not believe? You do not believe that the people that do it will go to hell. So you are not a believer. You see? I say it because I want you to go to heaven. Why will you come this far and be like Lot's wife? How will you escape from the Antichrist system? Come among the bride of Jesus Christ and still look back. verse 11, 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse 11, where we just read now. He said, and such we are some of you. Many of us said, well, we are drunkards, well, we are foreigners, well, we are everything that is written there. But now that you are in Christ, ye are washed. But ye are sanctified. But you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus through the water baptism you have, and by the Spirit of our God through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Why will you again go back to those beggarly and deadly and works of darkness? You are not different from Lot's wife. That's why Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. She had opportunity to escape, but she looked back. Praise God. So, Oga or Madam Fornicator that asked me that question, did they hear me? You are an unbeliever.